Chapter 5. Morris Townsend Visits. Early one evening, a few days after Marion's engagement party, Catherine and Mrs. Pennyman were sitting quietly in the living room when Morris and his cousin, Arthur Townsend, arrived unexpectedly. Morris sat down next to Mrs. Pennyman near the fire, and Arthur joined Catherine across the room. Arthur immediately began to tell Catherine about the house that he and Marion were going to live in after they were married. It was hard for Catherine to concentrate on his words because she kept looking at her aunt and Morris. From time to time, Morris looked at Catherine and smiled. Arthur noticed this and thought that Catherine must be curious about the reason for their visit. "Morris asked me to bring him here," he explained. "He told me that Mrs. Pennyman had invited us."
"We're very glad to see you both," said Catherine. "As you know, I met your cousin for the first time at your engagement party the other evening."
"He's been away from New York, traveling in Europe," Arthur said. "He doesn't know many people here, and he wants to meet everyone."
"My aunt likes him very much," said Catherine.
"Most people do," Arthur said with a smile. "They think Morris is charming, but some people say that he's too clever." Catherine ignored Arthur's words and asked,
"Now that he has come back to New York, is he going to stay here?"
"He'll stay if he can find a job or go into business," answered Arthur. "He's looking, but he can't find anything."
"Can't he go into his father's business?" asked Catherine, surprised, because this was the usual custom in the families that she knew.
"Morris's parents died many years ago," Arthur explained. "He's only got a sister, and she can't help him find a job." He looked across the room and said to his cousin, "We're talking about you, Morris." Smiling, Morris got up and joined Arthur and Catherine. "Well, Arthur, Mrs. Pennyman and I weren't talking about you, but we were talking about Miss Sloper," he said.
Catherine's face became red with embarrassment, and the feeling got worse when Mrs. Pennyman came over, looked at Morris, and said with a little laugh, "When you leave, I'll tell Catherine what we discussed." As Catherine was wondering what her aunt meant, Morris looked at her and said,
"I didn't get the opportunity to talk to you, and that was why I came. But now I've got a good reason to come and visit again. I'm not afraid of what your aunt will tell you when I leave."
After the two young men had left, Catherine asked her aunt, "What did Mr. Townsend say to you, Aunt Lavinia?"
Mrs. Pennyman smiled and finally answered,
"My dear child, he wants to court you."
"Is that what he told you?" Catherine asked.
"He didn't use those exact words, but I understood that from the way he spoke," said Mrs. Pennyman, giving her niece a little kiss.
Catherine stared at her aunt in confusion. "I don't understand. He doesn't even know me," she said.
"Oh, he knows more about you than you think," Mrs. Pennyman answered. "I've told him all about you, and you must confess that you like him."
"Oh, Aunt Lavinia," Catherine said, irritated. She couldn't believe that such a handsome, charming man would actually want to court her. "It probably isn't true," she thought. "I must remember that my aunt's got a vivid imagination. I'm sure that she's invented it all."
When Dr. Sloper returned home, Mrs. Pennyman greeted him at the door and told him excitedly,
"Mr. Morris Townsend was just here. You know, the young man at the engagement party who talked to me about Catherine, the one who admired her dress. Catherine and I had a delightful visit from him. It's a pity you aren't here."
"Morris Townsend, is that his name?" Dr. Sloper asked. Turning to Catherine, he said sarcastically, "Did he come here to ask you to marry him?"
Angry at her father's response, Catherine looked out of the window and said, "Oh, Father," while Mrs. Pennyman said, "I'm sure he wouldn't do that without your permission."
"The next time he comes, please tell me," Dr. Sloper said. "He might want to meet me."
Morris came again 5 days later, but Dr. Sloper wasn't at home. Mrs. Pennyman sent Catherine into the living room to meet Morris alone. He seemed very relaxed as he looked round the room and at Catherine.
"Tell me about yourself," Morris said.
Draw me a picture of yourself in words.
There's very little to tell, Catherine said, feeling uncomfortable.
She was silent for a few moments, and then she finally said,
Well, I like the theater very much, although I don't go often, and I love music, especially opera, but I don't like reading.
Yes, I agree with you about reading. Books are boring, said Morris. Like you, I prefer the theater. I went to all the best plays in London and Paris, but the actors, and I've seen all the famous ones, aren't natural, and I like everything to be natural. He gave Catherine a charming smile. That's what I like about you. You're so natural. Before Catherine could answer, he continued, I also love music. I heard all the great singers in London and Paris. In fact, I sing a little myself. And one day I'll sing for you. Not today, but some other time. Soon afterwards, he left. Catherine was happy that he had said, some other time. It meant that he wanted to see her again. Catherine decided she ought to tell her father that Morris had visited. The moment he returned home, she said quickly, Mr. Townsend visited me today, Father, and then tried to leave the room. Just as she got to the door, her father stopped her with a question. Well, my dear, did he ask you to marry him? Catherine surprised both herself and her father by treating the question as a joke.
No, but perhaps he will the next time, she replied,
and gave a little laugh as she quickly left the room. The doctor stared after her, wondering whether Catherine was serious.